Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon on New Country 105.1 KNCI.
Imani, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Now, you are a St. Jude go-to person. You head up the Northern California chapter team,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah, the region.
Okay, mm-hmm. How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved because it's a mission that I believe in. I myself am a childhood cancer survivor, and when I had the chance to work for St. Jude, I jumped at it. When I was 17 years old, I was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor and told that I had 6 months to live. The right side of my body started to go numb, and I had dizziness, difficulty swallowing, blurred vision, and wasn't feeling well, and I told my mom, I think I want to go to the hospital, and they discovered that I had a brain tumor in the pons of my brain. They gave me 6 months to live. I was not a St. Jude patient. I went to a hospital where my mom was fighting with bill collectors, insurance companies, things like that, while she was also fighting for my life. Yeah. And you know, the kids at St. Jude, they never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food. They're never going to get a bill. They're not going to have the experience that my mom had fighting those bill collectors, that kind of thing. They're just going to focus on helping their child live. And then when I turned 18, you know, they started to call me, and my phone was ringing over and over, when all I should have been focusing on is getting better and getting well.
So you're 17.
Yeah.
Starting to get into womanhood and life, and things should be exciting for you, and you're given a death sentence.
Yeah.
What happened next?
It's devastating. I had 6 months of radiation. They didn't have an effective chemo at the time. They couldn't do surgery. It was inoperable without killing me. And so that's why my diagnosis was so bleak. Hair around my ears fell out and all of that. And I was very ill for quite a while. But I got a miracle. Eventually, I started to get better. Decided maybe, hey, I'd try to go to college and that kind of thing. I was the first kid in my family to go to college.
Wow.
And initially went thinking I wouldn't live past my first year. Somewhere around my second year of college, I thought, hey, I might live to graduate. I should probably do my graduation requirements.
I'll take it seriously.
Yeah. I'm 37 years old today, and I'm proud to say that because, you know what, it's a gift to be able to grow old. That's a privilege some kids don't get. It's a beautiful thing. I got my first gray hairs, and I'm really excited about it. You know what I mean?
So, wow.
Yeah.
Monty, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And that propelled you to what you do today for a living.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the regional managing director here in Northern California, supporting all of the fundraising that we do for the hospital. So I wanted to thank your loyal listeners for becoming a partner in hope and supporting this radiothon. You're making it possible for somebody else to grow old and be happy to have bad knees and gray hair.